from KQED.
A new film chronicling the life of Bay Area recording legend Chris Strachwitz opens in the Bay Area tomorrow. Strachwitz spent the last 50 years tracking down Cajun bands in Louisiana, blues guitar pickers in Texas, and many more unsung musicians from around the southern United States. He recorded them on his label, Arhuli Records. This German immigrant wound up having a big impact on American roots music. Eric Newman reports.
Maureen Gosling had a heck of a time convincing her friend Chris Strachwitz that he should be the subject of her new documentary, This Ain't No Mouse Music. Gosling got the idea to make a film about Strachwitz in the early 2000s.
He's right here. He's getting older. Nobody's done a film about him. He's had an incredible impact on American culture. What a great idea.
At a party, she took him aside and pitched him on the idea. But
he pretty much dismissed it offhand.
I never wanted to have a film made about me. I can't stand seeing myself in a film nor on a photo, hardly.
Strachwitz is 83. He's originally from Germany, but after spending years recording musicians in the South, his accent is a blend of blocky German and Southern twang. In the film, Strachwitz talks about arriving in the U.S. and being amazed by the variety of music.
Almost every morning when I woke up, I turned on the radio. I listen to the hillbilly music, I listen to Mexican music, I listen to gospel music. I was always considered a weirdo. To me, it just spoke. I was a lonesome cat, you know, and I just felt there was so much soul.
Strachwitz walks me through his wall-to-ceiling archive.
This wall is 78s of hillbilly music, of country music.
There are thousands of 45s and 78s, all sorts of albums organized by genre. Some of it he recorded, others he re-released, because otherwise the music would have disappeared.
The kind of people I recorded, they were not amateurs. They were actually more professional than most of the people that are being recorded nowadays. People like Mance Lipscomb, he was a songster in Navasota who had pretty much the entire body of material of rural black tradition in his head.
The film has footage of musicians Strachwitz recorded over the years. Mance Lipscomb plays guitar in the later years of his life in Texas. The picture is grainy. He's sitting on a porch.
Go to work in the morning, stop at 1 o'clock. Hold back dinner time, but you sure can't hold back the.
He knew ballads, he knew blues, he knew spirituals, children's songs, popular songs, you name it. And he'd been playing music pretty much all his life. He didn't make a living from it. He was a sharecropper most of his life, and pretty tough life. And so were most of the other musicians. I like to call it vernacular music. It comes out of the people, you know.
In 2004, another group of filmmakers had picked up on the contribution Strachwitz had made on music culture. And just like Maureen Gosling had done, they approached him about making a film.
I was almost getting ready to sign with them, knowing nothing really about them.
But then
I caught him in the nick of time, and I said, Chris Simon and I want to do a film about you. You can't go with other people.
And I said, yeah, I guess so. And that's how it started.
In the film, Ry Cooder calls Strachwitz one of those classic record men who trunked his albums around in his car, brought them into radio stations, and got them played.
Those are the kind of people that started the record business in this country.
The film's title, This Ain't No Mouse Music, comes from Strachwitz's description of music he calls Mickey Mouse, stuff that's inauthentic and wimpy. He says the stuff he recorded was music with guts. For KQED News, I'm Eric Newman.
And I'm Rachel Dornhelm. You can find more information about the film and our Arhuli Records at kqed.org/arts.